Alistair Burns here with White Rock head coach Jason Rogers after a 5-1 win over the Mission City Outlaws. Coach, let's start with Charlie Dierheim. Absolute bullet of a one-timer for a second goal. He has really come a long way for the Whalers in the last month.
Yeah, I think we touched a little bit on it before, just sort of getting out of that funk. With that skill set, he should be creating more offense. So, ironically, the power play goal was something we just worked on in practice this week and wanted to change things up, so that one-timer is pretty efficient. If it gets it on net, it's a good chance it goes in. So,
both Fordhams and Dorhoy score on the power play, and then Max Woodward adds a shorthanded effort. We don't usually talk about Max Woodward. What does he bring to this team?
He's, for the overused expression, but he's a honey badger. I mean, the guy's on the puck all the time. His learning's improved for an undersized guy, and he's just coming in, growing, maturing. So both on the ice and physically, he's going to be a pretty darn good hockey player. So just the energy he brings and the compete he brings just lifts up everybody.
Last thing I noticed was perhaps a note of concern. The Whalers, to my count, gave up 3 shorthanded breakaways. Thankfully, Evan Paul was able to steer aside all 3 pucks. What needs to be addressed in the shorthanded game?
Yeah, so that's, again, you got Sherwin out of your lineup, which is second leading scorer in the league. So you have to find somebody to replace him. You got 2 young guys playing that role, and they're going to learn how to do that. And so it's a bit of baptism by fire. And I expected, I probably did expect that we'd have some struggles if you pushed up the middle of the ice or pressured it. So it happened, and we'll tidy it up and make some changes for tomorrow.